This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The jobs report, of course, gets top economic billing today, but there is oh so much more to talk about from the week gone by. To do that with us, our weekly wrap, we've got Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville in New York. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government is down in Washington, the nation's capital. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai. Hey, Kai.
So, Cardiff, let me ask you this. Mark's last line there about 250,000 new jobs. That is very far away, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, this was a bad jobs report, and the badness was all pervasive. really, it shows that we've had, especially given the revisions, yet another summer slowdown. Now, it's milder than the slowdowns of the last couple of years, and it's still pretty close to the trend we've seen in the last year and a half. But that trend itself is really dissatisfying. As you said, it's inadequate, and it's not enough to get the economy accelerating the way we'd like it to.
Neela, when do we get to the point where we look at 162,000 and say, hey, this is all right, instead of, oh, man, this stinks? Because if it keeps going long enough, right, we're going to change our expectations.
That's true. I mean, this is a somewhat deceptive jobs report, too, because the unemployment rate actually fell. But that was probably because so many people left the job market altogether. In fact, the participation rate was the lowest it's been since 1979, Kai. So 161,000 jobs just won't cut it for a very long time.
All right, let's get to the root cause of the joblessness that we have in this country, Cardiff. The financial crisis we had this week, I believe it was the first individual person found liable for fraud in the entire financial crisis, Fabrice Tour from Goldman Sachs, that trader. So he did it. It's his fault.
Well, I mean, to continue on the theme, this, too, is a little bit dissatisfying. I mean, yeah, I've got limited sympathy for the guy, but it's also the case that this was a disproportionate amount of attention being drawn on one kind of poor, let's call him a rich, low-ranking schlub on the Goldman Sachs hierarchy. And if anything, to me, it just makes the contrast all the more stark with the fact that the SEC and the feds generally haven't been able to get anybody else for this. They haven't gone after higher-ranking executives, and the banks have mostly been able to settle without having to admit having done anything wrong. So this, too, feels really, really inadequate.
And we come now, I think, Neela, to the statute of limitations, which starts to expire on some of these things. It's unlikely we're going to see more prosecutions.
That's right. And this case is really disappointing. I mean, the SEC caught the small fish and let the big fish swim away. And that's been a consistent outcome. Banks are able to just pay these huge, enormous sums and keep on doing what they've been doing. And that's disappointing.
Speaking of fish, did I mention Sharknado, by the way? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What does it say, though, that even two of the jurors after the trial was over said, we think this guy was a scapegoat? Yes, he probably broke some securities regulations, but he was a scapegoat. The jurors said that, so I think that's right.
All right. I was going to ask you guys about the next Fed chairman, but honestly, I'm just so sick and tired of talking about that. I haven't got the gas in me to do it. So
I still like the old Fed chairman, Kai.
Well, I think he's done. He wants to go home, and man, he's had a tough 8 years. Instead, we're going to talk about the budget, Neela. What is going on down in Washington? The Senate's adjourning. They are not passing the first set of appropriations bills in the Senate. And now, all of a sudden, here we are in August talking about the budget fight we're going to have in October. Hello?
And it's going to be a big one, Kai. Senate and House, when it comes back in September 9th, that's September 9th. You thought your vacation was long. No,
September 9th, I didn't.
They will have 8 days to get a budget passed before a government shutdown. And then after that, later on in October, we have this whole fight over the debt ceiling. Right. So there's a lot on that calendar as soon as the House comes back and the Senate comes back. And there's not a lot of consensus on how to get it done.
Cardiff, this just goes to the whole theme of the day today, dissatisfying.
Absolutely. And by the way, we can tie this back to the first issue we talked about, jobs. I mean, we can't be too surprised. We can't be too surprised that there's been a jobs growth slowdown given the onset of the sequestration cuts, given that earlier this year payroll taxes went up on everyone. This is because of a dysfunctional Congress. I mean, that just hasn't gone away.
Politics is standing in the way of the economy right now.
Right now and for the past, you know, who knows how many years. All right, we got to go. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Have a nice weekend, you guys.
You too.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.